Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Lear, right back to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline as we try to keep you up to date as to what's happening with the pandemic. And one of the things that happens now that we're all at home is we might lose control of how to stay healthy and eating. And so we wanted to ask our friend Lisa Paradiso to join us. She's a Livia nutritionist. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm just concerned about this issue. Most everybody is working from home, and it's different habits. It's different things, and that may affect not only the way we're trying to keep in shape, but just a big ripple in our daily lifestyle.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I think it's really important right now to think about our immune systems and maintain the health and the robustness of our immune system. And the best way to do that, I think, is to eat a well-balanced, nutritious diet, but also to get adequate sleep. That's 7 to 8 hours every night. Practice some type of stress relief, because I think we're all a little bit stressed right now. And definitely to get some exercise. I've been starting my day out with some yoga. It's great for balancing flexibility, strength, and also easing that anxiety.
You know, yesterday, after I walked in the house, and my wife was doing that very thing, and she had a yoga teacher, local yoga teacher, doing some online stuff, and it was great.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. I've been doing the YouTube videos for my exercise. But definitely, aside from exercise, because I'm a dietitian, I love to talk about food. So very briefly, to talk about our immune system and food, I think some of the components here are that when you do go out and venture to the grocery store, and you're getting your veggies and your proteins and especially the produce, I think it's important to get things that kind of go bad quickly, like your berries and leafy greens and things like that, but also to stock up on things that last a little longer, like apples, oranges, squash, those types of things, as well as your frozen fruits and veggies that can last a little longer, of course, in the freezer. And then aside from produce, keeping around maybe some Greek yogurt, some lean meats, whole grains like brown rice, maybe some sweet potatoes and some beans. I think just because we're going through this pandemic, it doesn't mean that we have to completely give up health and live off of mac and cheese and top ramen and other processed foods. We can still support our bodies and our immune health.
Do you find that as a dietitian that people tend to munch on junk just because they're bored?
Definitely. I think a lot of us are struggling with the boredom and the stress, and it feels like a great excuse to walk through the kitchen every couple of minutes. So I think keeping activities on hand, keep your brain occupied. Maybe it's time to start a garden. It's getting close to spring. Start up a sewing project. Get some puzzles out. Maybe there's books or adult coloring books. Clean the house. Go for a walk. Maybe meal prep. That's a great activity. It takes some time. And look up some healthy recipes, things that you already have in the house. Very helpful.
You know, we talked. You mentioned stress, and boy, I was talking with Dr. Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare, and that's the real thing. That's the real deal behind the scenes. We can do a lot of these things, but this sort of workout where you're talking about and eating properly, that'll help you fight anxiety, I assume.
Definitely, and stress can actually decrease our immune response. So if you're not protecting your body in other ways, like keeping your immune system strong with the fruits, veggies, whole grains, and a balanced diet, you also have to think about how that stress is impacting your body and your health, and making sure that you have strategies in place to manage the stress, whether it's deep breathing or exercise. I think that's really great. Maybe spending some time outside. I know it feels like we can't go outside, but even walking into your backyard and looking at the trees and That all releases endorphins and makes us feel just a little bit calmer.
Okay, on a personal note, but now here's what happens. So as a kid, I used to love going in our gardens. We used to have like three of those massive gardens out there growing everything. And I'd like to grab the peas and eat those right off of the plants. So now here's what I've been doing lately. You tell me if it's right or wrong. I've gotten these bags of sugar snap peas, and I'm finding myself putting those out in a bowl and snacking on them instead of the M&Ms.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. What a great idea. Replace that snack.
Can I overdo the sugar snap peas, or is that okay?
Nah, you really can't overdo sugar snap peas. They're full of fiber. They've got lots of vitamins and minerals. You'd become too full before you overdid it on the sugar snap peas, I think.
Well, this is really vital right now. I mean, this is really unprecedented. All the time we're spending at home and sitting inside, and boy, you don't want to be that couch potato right now, as you just talked about there, Lisa. So if I want more information or just want to maybe get in touch with the folks at Livia, tell me how to do that.
Well, there's a couple of ways to do it. You can definitely go online onto the Livia website, and there's a lot of resources on there, so you can see what our company is all about. And again, it's not just a health company. It's not just about losing weight. It's the entire body. How do we protect our entire body? So go on to Livia. That's our website, livia.com. Or you can call one of the centers. You can just type in Livia to your Google Maps or whatever works for you and find our phone number. We'd be happy to help you out.
Lisa, thanks. Always good to talk to you. I'll feel better after I chat with you about what I should be eating. I'll try to adhere to what you just told us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's it. Yeah. I guess that's a good advice to have. She is Lisa Paradiso. She's a dietitian at Livia Weight Control Center. So we appreciate her joining us here on WCCO. You know, you may have noticed that things are changing a little bit on Facebook and Nextdoor, the apps. That Nextdoor app, man, that's wacky. There's a lot of chastising that goes on there. But there's good stuff, too. Anyway, the apps are places where people can sell items, but they're selling a lot more, or I shouldn't say selling, we're now seeing more bartering. The barter system is back. People are making deals to swap things like eggs for toilet paper due to what have been empty store shelves because of all the panic buying, although I'm hearing reports that it's gotten much better this week. I don't know for sure. I haven't been in a store this week, but that could be. People on social media have been remarking on the change in Nextdoor, with one writing, Nextdoor has turned into a bartering site. I'm currently trying to trade 5 pounds of flour for yeast. Saw someone trade an entire ham for a pack of Clorox wipes. Another Twitter user talked about seeing an ad for someone willing to trade for sugar, pretty much anything for the sugar they wanted. So anyway, we really are changing our habits, maybe at times without even knowing it. It'll be interesting to see how much of the stuff hangs around. By the way, I was going to mention this. Is that it turns out at work, since Lisa and I were talking about being at home now, you might be bonding with your coworkers more from a distance than you actually did in your office. This is from scientists who found a link between social media activity between coworkers and how satisfied they were with their jobs. They found that using social media strengthened the bonds between coworkers, help to break down the workplace formalities, blur the boundaries of work and social life. Employees who are currently working from home, which is almost everybody, spend a lot of time socializing with their coworkers online, might benefit from stronger friendships when they return to the office, which in turn could increase work satisfaction. So I guess it's a good positive story for you. 8:28 is our time. News coming up next with Steve here on WCCO. This is the Morning News. Dave Lee here.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.